Blog Talk Radio.
Talking to you live from New York, and it's a hot and steamy and muggy day, and it's going to be a scorcher. I don't know. I'm sure it's like that down in Nashville. Let me know
it's,
come on.
It's even scorchier, if that's a word, and at all possible. Yeah, it's summertime here. It's buggy. It's hot. It's steamy. Yeah.
And
That's why they made moonshine.
Hey. I'm keeping that air conditioning on. I can't go without it. I'm not moving. And so, I'm in the house.
You're a city girl now. You're back in the concrete jungle. At least you had all those trees up there when you were upstate a little bit. So, yeah.
I know. All I've got now are boxes. All I've got are boxes to unload, to unpack. I'm still looking for my printer. I'm still looking for, believe it or not, I haven't found my cutlery yet. I can't believe it.
Okay.
That's the one thing
I'm missing.
It is.
I've seen when we Skyped your cardboard decor. So, Well, anyway, we're heading toward the middle of, we're past the middle of July, and our roving reporters took a little bit of a break, and everybody started bombarding us with, where are the cow sales? Where are the cow sales? But we are happy to report that they are actually on the tour bus this morning in San Diego, ready to bring us up to date on the Happy Together tour. Welcome, Paul and Susan Cow Sales.
Yeah, welcome.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, May. You are live with Paul and Susan Cow Sales on the Happy Together tour.
with our special guest
this morning, you guys, Mark Lindsay. Hey, May, how's your mood? Did you ever find John's typewriter?
I do have, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. I have to look for it. As you say,
nice.
I have two typewriters that we used to use at the house, and I don't know what box it's in, actually, but I do have them. I have two.
Awesome.
We used
awesome.
To type. John liked to type. Once he learned how to do a little finger typing out there, he loved it. He loved doing the type. He didn't have to write anymore.
Yeah, that was the old trick with the ball, right?
Yeah, he liked this electric. That was the new thing at the time. A lot of people don't understand what that is, but it's a little ball that would turn around, and it was great. We had the electrics. Yep, he loved
it. That's awesome. Mark is sitting here just laughing after he said what kind of typewriter that is.
Well, Paul, I have to tell you, this is Cynthia. When I was in Nashville at the War Memorial, there was a lady sitting behind us, quite hot for Mr. Lindsay. In fact, when he came on stage, she was like, oh, my God, he's hot.
Red hot.
I'm glad to relay that to you in person. Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you ladies have any questions for Mr. Mark Lindsay?
Listen, I have. This is May. I'm just saying, every time he does that song, Kicks, and the leg goes up. I mean, that really.
Pretty amazing.
Rockettes, forget it. You could join the Rockettes.
That's okay. It's an artificial leg. I just push it up with my hands. I'm joking.
That's hilarious.
So let me ask you, Hold on, Mark Lindsay. How are you finding the 2016 Happy Together Tour?
It is totally awesome.
Totally awesome.
Woo!
We're killing it, you guys. We're here in California. We just started up again on July 12th. We've been to Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo. Then we headed out to Vegas and Scottsdale, Arizona. We did Marseille last night.
And now we're in San Diego.
We have 2 days off. And then we're going to do about 5 more shows. And then we're going to take another little break come July 25th. We're going to be off for 4 days. and we come back August 2nd, and we can't even take a breath.
We stay out here forever until they take us away.
That's right.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Mark, are you surprised? Are you surprised at all at the I don't think it ever really went away, but this resurgence of the interest in all of your music of the guys and gals that are together on this tour?
Here's what happened in a nutshell. Every musical genre had 10 years. Swing, jazz, ragtime, all had 10 years of popularity. Rock and roll hit in the early 50s, mid-50s, big time. They thought it would last until the 70s. It did. But it's lasted forever.
Ever.
There's roots of rock and roll in all the new contemporary music. It never went away. It never will. We're all dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
The blockhouses in the 2015.
We're far from the grave. I promise you.
That's so funny, Susan. I have to ask. This is Cynthia. I have to ask you now. How is it? The rose among all those thorns. How is it with you traveling with all these gentlemen?
Oh, well, you know, somebody's got to do it, right?
I've got my arm around her now.
Yeah, Mark Lindsay has his arm around me right now. I mean, the world could not be better.
Totally cool.
It's really cool. You know, I came up with my six brothers. I've been on the road with guys all my life, so it's pretty normal for me. I don't know. It might be weird for them, but they're not saying. They get their laundry done. They get little extra special caregiven, so I'm not hearing anybody. Lindsay just said we do.
I mean, cause think of it. When Howard has
this is Mark Lindsay. I gotta say, the cow cells, you know, they're totally awesome. Every night they get probably the biggest response.
Oh,
those three brother-sister harmonies kill.
Mark, you just say that. You just say that because I'm paying you. You're adorable.
I'm telling you, all you guys are great on the road. I mean, listen, and even the fact that you, Susan, and Paul helping out Howard when he fell, I mean, got all the extras, everything. I mean, you got it all. I mean, that tour, everybody. So nobody.
It's family, mate.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about family.
It comes across on the stage that you're all really enjoying yourselves. You're all really enjoying each other. Yeah, it really shows.
Yeah,
way too much. It
should be anything moves.
We should be paying them.
It gives a lot of the audience a lot of pleasure. I mean, the response has been people love, they can't wait to see you guys. You know, because I plug the show. You know, I love you guys, and I'm out there, and I'll be seeing you guys soon. But everybody can't wait. They write and they say how many they already bought their tickets for the show. They can't wait. And I think it's fantastic because it is a happy tour, especially around now. We need that, and that music just takes you to another level and takes you back to a good time.
And everybody in the audience knows every word to every song. And you're right. At this time of stress in the world and all crazy stuff, come and be happy together.
Yeah, be happy together with all of us.
Absolutely.
That's an awesome message, and I can't think of any better way than to let you guys get back to what you're doing and, you know, keep on keeping us up to date on the tour. Mark, I have to say, I hope that lady was listening, and I'm going to tell her if I ever see her again that we had a conversation about her, and I'm sure that it will be a stamp in her book.
Cowsills, thank you so much for including me. May and Cynthia.
We love you, Mark.
Absolutely,
wonderful
Mark.
Life.
Anything we can do to promote your career, Mark Lindsay. We are all for you.
All right, guys. Go. I say have a good time, but that's kind of redundant now, I think. So keeping on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah,
all
go
right.
out and get some coffee.
Right,
get some rest. I'll see you guys soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming
bye-bye.
On, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
They're great.
Oh, my
They
gosh.
Are so great.
They're having too much fun.
They're
having too much fun.
I would love to be a roadie on that tour. I mean, they are great. I mean, they sound wonderful. they have. That was so funny to ask me about the typewriter. It's so funny. I do have them. It's so funny. Did I find it?
Well, you know,
yeah.
Now everybody is so, we're all, you know, computer keyboard, this and that. A lot of people under a certain age don't realize, you know, we used to hammer away at keys on a typewriter, and even the Selectric was a bump above the normal old, you know, typewriter. So
the only difference with the Selectric was that the touch was a little lighter than a regular typewriter. I have to tell you, I was in the hallway of my building, and I'm waiting for the elevator. I actually heard somebody using a real typewriter.
You're kidding.
I was.
Do you
saying,
think they
I was saying,
you know, you know, you can make your keyboard on your computer sound like one. You think that's what it was? You know, the cynic
no,
in
this
me.
No, this one was. You could tell. No, it was more. It was not. It really was a typewriter. You could tell because in this building that I live in, there are people who've been here for like 40, 50 years. So, I was standing there waiting, and I started to hear this, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I just like, wow. Yeah, I know. It just took me
back. A blast from the past. Pretty soon that will be one of those sounds they can play on one of those contests. Can you identify this? And there'll be a whole bunch of people that won't know what it is. Yeah.
I know. Can you imagine about that? How about that Pokemon Go?
Well, my son plays it. You know, and he loves it. But you know what, May? He gets out. He walks around. He meets people. Is it any worse than people playing Candy Crush? Or, you know,
no,
at least you're interacting with people.
Yeah, you know what it is? The only thing that I try to, you know, when I look at this, is the only word of caution to everyone is, can you watch where you're going? And just not go don't do something stupid. There was a guy apparently, and they said this on Good Morning America today, where the guy, they were trying to find a very special Pokemon, you know, one of those characters, and so there was in droves. They were going out into Central Park. Because it was apparently in there. And I just saw a picture of it, and it was kind of frightening. It looked like a stampede. And so, anyway, they were going in. The guy left his car running. He just ran out.
Oh, my gosh.
He left his car running in the street.
See, that kind of stuff is just stupid. You know,
that's what I mean.
I mean, it's not like you're not getting a monetary award or anything. There's no, is there any big prize at the end if somebody catches them all? I mean,
not really. No. I mean, it's just the fun. But the thing is, I'm saying, is it really worth it that you're left your car running and running into the park?
Well, especially in New York City. Good luck that he even had a car to go back to. I mean, come on.
Within 2 minutes, it would have been all stripped and gone. I'm just like,
yep.
I was amazed at that. That's the only thing I'm saying. And don't go into places that look dangerous or you're by yourself. That's not you heard about that too. The downside of, you know, of being robbed. This kid went
yep.
to try and capture a Pokemon, and that's not, you know, also use your head and common sense about going out there. And
exactly. And I'm sure a whole new bunch of urban legends are going to pop up about this too. You know, I think I have a different, you know, I'm no techie, and certainly you have dragged me more into the technological age and the time we've been doing the show than I've ever intended to be, because I didn't even have a Mac before I met you, and you talked me into that, which, you know, now I'm addicted, you know,
because
you're my Apple guru. But
I know, I love when you call me up and go,
how do I do this? And you'll notice I never really retain what you've told me, which is sad in and of itself. You know, it's like, okay, does she ever remember anything? And yet I can remember my phone number from my apartment when I lived in Queens. How odd is that?
I know. Long-term memory is there. Short-term is not there. I know. I don't understand that one. I don't understand it because you know that's that whole thing. But, this past weekend, you know, I somehow hurt and twisted my back as I'm, unpacking. And it's crazy because I couldn't move. I couldn't move for 2 days.
I'm still
walking with reservation, as it were. You know, it's still tight. So, it's crazy. I'm just sort of trying to make my way around as much as possible, but it's not so easy. And, but the one good thing about living in New York City again, I can just call up and have delivery.
For delivery, and I'm going to tell you, before I moved to Tennessee, when we first moved to Tennessee, well, my kids were really thrown by it. What? No Chinese delivery? No pizza delivery? No, not up here, not where we live anyway. But really, honestly, that is a perk of living in a city, is the delivery.
Oh, amazing. I mean, my daughter said, oh, you need this, you need this, you need this app, you need that app. And I'm like, okay, I'm finding my way to see what I like best in this area. I mean, it's that's the best part about it. But, things are coming back. I'm just trying to get back to some normalcy around me, trying to, after England, which I love, that's my other home. And it's great. That's
now, you were in Leeds. Where is that related to Liverpool?
That's about a train ride away. It's about an hour away.
Oh, okay.
Because
they're
both north. They're both north.
When I think about England, I really, if I had to draw where I thought all these cities were, I'd be hard pressed. I wouldn't be betting $1 million on me, okay? I really would have to think it out, and some of it would just be a guess.
Well, Liverpool's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to know that. That's on the water. And it's in the same line, believe it or not, same latitude as Dublin. So
okay.
You go across.
All right.
Well, you could take an overnight ferry, I think, or something like that, and it goes to Ireland, to go to Dublin. And then Leeds is a little further in, but it's still north, but it's further inland. So it's crazy, but it's so different, but I like it a lot. I like the north.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to London, London is south. So
okay.
So when you look at that, but we'll do a little geography at one point.
Well, I need it, obviously. I like to look things up in books. Okay. Well, now that really isn't the way the world works anymore, is it? It's kind of you're at your fingertips. You almost have every book that's ever been written in your computer somewhere, or you can search it out, or you can, So visually now, I've lost my visualization's gotten lazy along with my eyesight, So I really have to think things out now, think them through.
Yes, no, I agree with you. I mean, people don't know, kids don't know, they could just look everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Does the world look flat? It's on that level. I told you once, someone stayed with me, and it's scary when they haven't had enough understanding of going to school. And this is not making fun. That's why I say it's important, because I love geography, and people don't understand. This one woman said to me, isn't Hawaii a part of the United States? I said, yes. And she said to me, why can't we drive there? I just sort of stood there with this amazement of like, what? Not hearing the question and saying, she's not asking me this question, is she really? So, it was one of those type of things. And I just sort of said, okay, I can't. And I tried to tell her. I said, there's a reason. I said, you see, I took her to the map, and I showed her.
Oh,
I
my
said,
gosh.
I had to show her. There's only 48 states that contiguous states that we could actually circle around, you know, that we could drive around, that you can go around. And I said, this blue
so
here
poor
is water.
Thing. She thought there was a bridge, didn't she?
Yeah, she goes, and she said to me, why can't we drive there? And I said, because it's 2,000 miles worth of water. We don't have a bridge like that. So, I mean, it was just one of those things when you become in it, like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I felt bad.
But that's
I really
not something
did.
I would confess to. I wouldn't fess up to that one. I'd pretend I never said it, asked it. And it's not like I haven't asked ridiculous questions, because I have. But
we've all done that type of thing. And but that was one of those that I when I say the world is the world flat, I mean, luckily I had a flat map on my wall because my kids, I was always trying to show them where everything is, you know, so. And I tried to show her and make her understand where relationships. Yeah.
Oh, the
so
poor
it's one of those things.
What they would say to her in the South, May, is, bless its heart. That's what they say when it's like, there's no hope for you, honey, and you ought to just hang it up. Bless its heart.
Its heart. I know. I've been there. I know. And, you know,
bless
listen,
it.
I mean, believe me, after I showed her, it was still... But I still don't understand why we can't get there. And then I finally say 2,000 miles.
I, you know, nothing surprises me anymore, certainly nothing. And certainly we can read and all about it all over social media, because there's so many experts on everything now, including myself. But, May, what about this, the phenomenon of the Airbnb?
I can't
Everybody.
Even go there.
Everybody in Nashville, especially in East Nashville, where there's a lot of little cottagey houses and stuff, are renting out their houses like little hotels.
Well, you know what? The phenomenon, I can understand. It's, first off, it's this millennial type of thing that's going on. It's this whole new generation. But my I just don't – I like to live in a little more comfort. But I think a lot of it is – See, I used to rent, when I used to travel, I used to rent apartments before it was fashionable to rent apartments, because I found it too expensive to rent a hotel room. And for the convenience of with kids, I wanted my own little kitchen. You know, so there's that, and they had short rentals, like when I used to go back to England and when I wasn't living there and, you know, and doing projects, and it was great. They give you a kitchen, they give you a welcome bag with food, welcome to England, and they do the whole thing. But what can I tell you? I mean, I see this Airbnb. Now, it depends on where you are. The ones that seem to be in the big city, I worry about, that, you know, lending out my home to somebody, you know, and coming back and finding it trashed. You know, maybe out in the country, maybe out in certain parts, it's okay, but I get worried. I don't think the last thing I want to see is my home trashed and, you know, all of a sudden finding things missing. And if I have to lock everything away, I don't want to be doing this. You know?
Well, I guess if you had a place where you could just keep, you know, secondary furniture and stuff that's not important to you. There's nothing important in the house. There's nothing valuable in the house. There's nothing. But some of these places are, that's not the case. I mean, it's, you know.
When they trash it, they have parties. Yeah, when they have parties, I've seen it. It's horrible. And I feel bad because the people who are doing it are, you know, who are renting it out are doing it on good faith that somebody's going to be mindful of their stuff, and you know, you treat it right, and when you come back and you look at it, you go, oh, you know, I get nervous. I really would. So that would
well,
be me.
Also too. Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, and I may be dead ass wrong, but there's a propensity for people, especially women. Come on, girls, we snoop. You know, it's like we poke around. You know, we might open somebody's medicine cabinet, you know, it's like.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's kind of like you're letting people look at your drawers, your underwear, and, you know, you're not even physically there.
You know,
I don't know.
Like we said, unless we can close off or it's another part of the house they can't get at, I'm not letting anybody in. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, when I had my home, they said, why can't you you know, rent out the room because I had some, because I had a couple of bedrooms. And I said, there's a problem. They would have to come through the main door, and they would have to come through my main part of my house. And,
yeah, that's a big
trust issue. Yeah, a big trust issue is right. Unless I knew, and believe me, even with people that I let in, that I knew that knew other people, I had a problem with, because they, a couple of things were destroyed anyway. So, you know what?
Yep.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It just seems to me like and this is not just a millennial. I hate that phrase anyway. I hate whenever we, I actually heard somebody say, it was a thing I was watching on TV, and they were showing, it was a documentary about Dolly Parton and how poor she grew up. And this guy said, it was like she grew up in another century. Well, she did. She did.
It's
okay.
Terrible. It's a terrible thing.
I mean, this was a scholar that made that statement. It was like she grew
terrible.
Up in another century. Well,
hey, listen.
Hello.
Think about it. By tonight, the start of the Republican convention.
Oh, Lord. I can't even.
Did
you
wait
know
a minute? But here's
I
the thing.
Tell you.
Wait a minute. Did you see though? Did you hear that guy? I think his name is Tony Schwartz, who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, with Donald Trump. He is like upset. He said, you got to hear. He's upset that Donald Trump is running, because he goes, every word in that book. He goes, I wrote that book, not Donald Trump. And they said to him, would you have written this book? He goes, if I thought that he was going to be running for president, I would not have written that book with him.
Well, you know what? That's Monday morning quarterbacking. Sorry, dude. You did it, and you took the money
no,
for
no,
it.
No, and he said, wait a minute. He's taken every bit this last year since he announced that he was going on the campaign of being a presidency. He's taken whatever money that he's made in this last year and donating it to the different organizations that's been hurt by whatever Donald Trump has been saying.
Well, good.
Or whatever.
Good for him, then.
Yeah.
But
no,
I mean,
no, that's what he said.
You know,
he can't.
You know,
the whole thing is a circus.
The whole thing. The whole thing. Both sides.
He said he did not expect this to happen.
Yeah.
He did not expect this to happen. And now he said he's upset by it, and there's been this whole thing. It was just unbelievable. I saw it this morning, and the guy said, had I known, he goes, this was not, he goes, you're writing a book, he goes, that's what I do. But he goes, I wouldn't have written it if I knew this is where he was going to go.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have mixed feelings about him after
you
the fact.
You gotta read it.
You know,
you gotta read it. Listen, I give him kudos for being this outspoken about it. You got to see what the question.
Oh yeah, I give him kudos for being this outspoken about it. But you know what? That's what you know. When you make deals, then afterwards you say, well, you know, it wasn't a good deal. I never thought that famous phrase.
He never thought.
But
the only thing was that no one would have thought he was going to run for president. He never said it was a bad deal. He said, I just didn't think he was going to go.
Well, he is now, though.
He's saying
it was a bad deal for him, you know.
And, you know, what he's saying about Trump was that he wasn't the person that's in that book because he wrote the book. And Donald Trump is saying, no, I did. And he said, no. And he goes, did you write? He goes, I wrote every single word. Except for Trump making certain corrections, he goes, I wrote every word in there.
Well, that's anytime you have a ghostwriter, you know. So,
I don't think it was a ghostwriter.
Did it say Donald Trump and him? I don't know. I'd have to look and see how the authorship went.
Yeah.
You know?
So
but,
that's right.
I mean, I'm not even watching TV. I'm not. I'm done with it. I'm done with all the nonsense, the stupidity. I can't. I can't do it anymore. I can't. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
But,
you know, he says, Tony Schwartz, co-author of Donald Trump's The Art of the Deal, says Trump's presidency would be terrifying.
Well,
so,
you know.
Yeah, yes, it does say his name. It does say the guy's name. So he's not.
Well,
it's not
then they wrote it. Then when he made a deal with him, he made it that they wrote it together. So that's it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but you know what?
Hey, we're running out of time, Chicklet.
Anyway,
we're
running out of time. So listen, our thoughts and prayers also for everybody that's been affected in the last
week
violence.
Yes.
And you know, let's pray for a
better
world.
Days.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And with that, we got to say adios. We're out of time. That was May Kang. I'm Cynthia Nielsen. You've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day, everybody.